Finding safe, clean, and affordable housing continues to be a major challenge in Juneau. A recent report from the Juneau Economic Development Council shows housing prices in the capital city have increased significantly over the last decade, while incomes have remained relatively flat. 34% of Juneau households qualify as housing burdened, meaning they spend more than 30% of their income on rent or mortgage. As KTOO's Casey Kelly reports, efforts are underway to address the problem.
The Juneau Economic Development Council has always tracked housing as part of its economic indicator reports. But Affordable Housing Coordinator Scott Chambor says the Juneau Housing Needs Assessment is the first comprehensive look at the city's housing market.
This report digs a little deeper to figure out exactly what type of needs and what populations need to be assisted in terms of affordable housing.
Generally speaking, anyone who spends more than 30% of their income on housing is considered housing burdened. In 2009, Chambor says that was roughly a quarter of Juneau households.
If you think about the other economic responsibilities of a household, that is kind of the threshold where housing becomes excessive.
The housing industry also defines affordable in terms of rent or mortgage subsidies. To qualify for those, a person or family must make less than 80% of the area median income annually. In 2009, Chambor says Juneau's AMI was $64,000 for a family of four and $44,800 for a single person. One of the city's biggest needs is more rental housing to serve those populations. The vacancy rate for all one- or two-bedroom apartments is around 4.6%, below the national standard of 5%. But if you're low income, the vacancy rate for subsidized apartments is 1 to 2%.
So what you find is low-income persons have a difficulty getting into low-income apartments, but then they don't have many options on the market either.
Juneau also continues to lack affordable homes with three or more bedrooms. The median value of a home in Juneau is about $295,000, 53% higher than the national average and 30% higher than the state average. The vacancy rate for those homes is also comparatively low. Chambor says JEDC has identified about 1,000 renters who can afford to purchase a home but haven't because their options are limited.
There are a bunch of renters who potentially could be homeowners, yet because of the lack of affordable single-family homes, they're not moving into those homeownership roles. They're staying in rental units and occupying potential spaces that other folks could be in.
Like the rest of the country, home building in Juneau took a hit with the national recession. From 1992 through 2006, the CBJ Community Development Department permitted an average of 183 new dwelling units per year. That went down to 97 in 2007 and 58 in each of the last 2 years. Community Development Director Dale Pernula says so far in 2010, the number is 46.
So it is on the rebound, but there could be some improvement as well.
Though he urges caution, Pernula expects new home building will continue to rebound as the economy improves.
Our economy, compared to much of the rest of the country, it's not doing too bad. Our unemployment rate is not as high as much of the rest of the country. And perhaps the opening of the Kensington mine might have something to do with it as well.
The CBJ Assembly last week created an affordable housing fund to help local developers meet the need for more housing. Similar funds have been created all over the country, but Chambor says Juneau has the first one in Alaska.
A lot of those state and national funders want to see some sort of community buy-in or some investment as well. And so the idea is that this local housing fund could serve as that financial piece of a project.
The Assembly seeded the fund with $400,000. The city's Affordable Housing Commission, which Chambor serves on, will develop criteria for project funding, solicit requests for proposals, and make recommendations to the Assembly. Traditional developers of low-income and affordable housing like the Juneau Housing Trust, Tlingit and Haida Regional Housing Authority, and Housing First are expected to apply, but Chambor hopes some commercial developers will also take advantage.
Affordable housing industry, the way it works now is it's all about collaboration. So we're hoping to find private developers who may have a property who are like, hey, instead of just building houses like I normally do, maybe I'll look into what the community needs.
Chambord says the commission will look to state and federal grant programs to keep the fund growing. He also plans to update the housing needs assessment annually so developers can use it as a reference when applying for grants of their own. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.